Game 2012 on WTOP.
Are Republicans in danger of blowing their shot at a majority in the Senate, or is it clear sailing to victory? Less than 3 weeks before the election, few people in Republican circles are feeling enthusiastic about a Senate takeover. And joining us live to talk about it, Politico's congressional editor, Marty Cady. Hey, Marty.
Hey, good afternoon.
So what are the GOP's chances of a majority in the U.S. Senate?
Right now, it's right about 50-50, maybe less than 50-50. And, you know, most Republicans would take that. But the problem is that they started the year off thinking that this could be a slam dunk. There are 23 Democratic seats up for re-election in the Senate and only 10 Republicans. So the numbers are good for them. And the states in which the Democrats were up are quite red, you know, in presidential politics, such as Missouri and North Dakota and Montana. So Republicans' fortunes have slipped a little bit in trying to take over the Senate.
What are the obstacles to the Republicans being able to take over?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one is that there's a real divide within the Republican Party between the central leadership in Washington, the folks like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, who run the Senate campaign committees and want to choose people who are more mainstream Republicans, who have a better chance of appealing to independents. Well, what's happened is in these Republican primaries, the Tea Party folks, the really conservative grassroots types, have taken control, and they've selected more conservative Republican senators to run. They may love them on the right, but those folks, think Todd Akin, have a lot of trouble appealing to independent voters. So there's a divide between the base and the establishment.
Does the party need a hero, someone who can prop up or push out candidates in order to get a majority in the Senate? Do they really have somebody like that?
Well, they don't really. Yeah, I mean, the Republicans don't have a true national leader right now. They don't have, first of all, in Washington, they don't have a senator who can clear the field. You know, go in there and say, you get out of this primary, you get out of this primary for the good of the party. We want to win this seat. They don't have someone who can do that. And also, you know, Romney has, as well as he's doing in national polls, Romney doesn't have that sort of sway with the base and with the party operatives at the state level. All that said, if Romney is heading toward a victory, he could pull some of these weaker Republican candidates across the finish line.
In the meantime, what are the Democrats doing to make sure they maintain their majority in the U.S. Senate?
Well, the Democrats are fighting it out really hard in North Dakota, where they have a very good statewide candidate named Heidi Heitkamp. They're trying to hang on to that seat in Missouri, with Senator Claire McCaskill against Todd Akin, with, you know, the guy who had the controversial legitimate rape comments. And, you know, Democrats are hanging on to seats, and they look like they're going to win in Ohio and Florida for those Senate seats. So those are kind of off the table with Republicans.
Marty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Congressional editor for Politico, Marty Cady.